Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Our mission is to keep you updated on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management matters. Today is Monday, the 26th of May, 2025. In the first story today, REST, one of Australia's largest fund managers, with more than $93 billion and over 2 million members under its wing, has appointed a new chief investment officer. Michael Clancy, the former CEO of Qantas Super, will be taking the helm on August 11th. Clancy, bringing to REST his wealth of experience from managing Qantas Super's $9 billion fund and his crucial leadership role at the National Australia Bank, is eagerly anticipated to drive enhancement in investment and financial growth for REST's members. Moving on to Australia's wealth management sector, Bell Financial Group's Arnie Selvaraja describes the sector as experiencing a midlife crisis and calls for an urgent transformation. With the pension system carrying the weight of 58% of Australians over 65, and with the working age population dwindling, the burden is anticipated to potentially double by 2050. Industry experts advocate for greater adoption of technology and personalized services to better provide financial advice to nearly 14 million Australians. This segues perfectly into the next piece of news. Australia's regulatory authority, APRA, is stepping up its oversight on superannuation products, incorporating managed accounts into its Your Future, Your Super performance test. This is a significant move towards ensuring these financial products are in line with members' best interests. If a trustee-directed product fails the performance test in one super fund but passes in another, considerable impacts are expected. Finally, on international markets, new U.S. tax legislation has sparked a wary response, with Wall Street's early gains diminishing by the end of the session and mild sell-offs in Europe. In contrast, Australia's ASX 200 index displayed greater resilience, dipping only by 0.4% thanks to favorable conditions. Currency markets show a slightly stronger dollar, while global commodity prices have decreased amid volatility. That's today's wrap of Financial Services News. Our aim is to keep you informed in an ever-changing financial world. You can find more information on financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, it's always a good day to review your financial plan. Thank you for tuning in.